Good morning. We are talking with Wisconsin State Senator Howard Markline, and welcome, Howard.
Hello, Lori. Good to be here.
Good to have you here. Now, you are new to this district, and we were talking a little off air. You know, there's been some redistricting within the state legislature, both on the Senate and on the Assembly. And you are one of the ones who are not up for re-election this year. So we're going to just kind of kick back and relax for a little bit first.
Hallelujah. Yeah, I've got a 4-year term in the state Senate, so it is nice that I don't have to worry about running, you know, every 2 years.
Well, and I would imagine it would be very difficult to go through a redistricting and then immediately turn into trying to get reelected in a district you've not really been a part of.
Yeah, it's a challenge. I guess I feel sorry for those people where the maps changed and all of a sudden they've got a run in a brand new area. But that's the lay of the land right now. So yeah, I've got and I've been here in Crawford County for, several months now. I've been scheduling meetings here, visits here. I was here the whole day last Wednesday and evening, and my plan is to be here, you know, periodically and just meet people.
Get to know Crawford County.
Yep, exactly.
So let's take a step back and kind of do tell us about your background and how you got into the state Senate.
So born and raised in Spring Green. So like a lot of people here, I'm a Blackhawk too.
Just a different Blackhawk.
A River Valley Blackhawk. Yeah. So I was last Wednesday evening at the Chamber had their annual dinner and cruise. And I was on that and there was two alums from Prentice Sheen were talking about the old days and playing football and all that sort of thing. I said, yeah, I was a Blackhawk too. And they're like, anyway, so we had a fun chat about that. So it wasn't until later that I told them that was from up the river in River Valley. But so born and raised on a dairy farm. I live now a mile from our home farm. So you can see I didn't make it very far in life. And so my background, when I got out of high school, I went to UW-Whitewater, studied accounting, got my accounting degree. I'm a CPA is what I do for trade. I spent my entire career working as a CPA. So numbers come pretty easy for me. Also, probably the last 10 or 15 years of my career, I did forensic accounting. So embezzling cases, fraud cases, and that sort of thing. So as I tell people, it's a good thing I don't know you. Because I have run into once or twice in my life where I've run into somebody who I had investigated in the past. It was kind of an awkward introduction or conversation, you know.
I know a lot about your financials.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know who you are and what you did, you know. So, but and then I semi-retired in 2008. And I had no political experience whatsoever, and I was just very concerned about the direction that our state was going in. We had huge deficits. We had a $3 billion deficit in our state general fund when I got elected in 2010. And so I ran for office, again, not knowing really what I was doing, but I was just very concerned. And so was elected in 2010. And served in the assembly for 2 terms, 4 years, and then ran in the for the state Senate in 2014, was elected in 2014, and have been in the state Senate since that time. So I was appointed, as soon as I got elected to the state Senate, I was immediately appointed to the Joint Finance Committee, which is the most powerful committee in the state legislature. The only reason I was appointed the primary reason was because of my background as a CPA and what I had done during my tenure in the state assembly. So, and then I ended up after a few terms, I was promoted or advanced, appointed to be the co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee, which I currently serve as.
Well, it makes sense to have an accountant on the Finance Committee.
It does.
It makes sense.
It does. You know, and I tell people, you know, it isn't that I'm necessarily that much smarter than anybody else, but it's just my background. You know, And I think it's important in the legislature that we align people's skill sets with various committees. So if you're a nurse and got elected, you ought to be on the health committee, for example, right? So,
yeah, somebody who has actual experience in the field legislating over those fields kind of makes sense. And I know there's some issues that face, you know, Southwest Wisconsin. You're new to the district, but I know there are issues that really, if you're in rural Wisconsin in general, these are probably issues that have faced you. And I think, you know, Crawford County included, rural roads, I know, is one thing, you know, you want to talk about, and rural broadband.
Right, right. So, again, my district has been largely rural. I had Juneau County, Sauk County, Richland County, Grant, Iowa, Lafayette, and part of Greene County. So, you know, and that's a rural, a lot of agriculture, you know, in those counties. So, and so when it comes to, you know, again, our issues are different here than they are in Madison, Wisconsin.
Very different.
They are. And it's just the way it is, you know. And so, you know, out here, broadband continues to be an issue, having access to broadband. And that was something that I chaired the study committee on rural broadband back in 2015. And it was a great study committee. We brought in all the providers, real estate people, healthcare people, educators, you know, everybody that could be affected by broadband. And so I've been a champion in the legislature since that time. And a number of bills as well, and including increasing the funding for rural broadband, so which is good. And we still have pockets of areas, you know, you look around the terrain here in Crawford County, and it's not much different in Richland County or Sauk County, or, you know, it's hilly, and we've got valleys and stuff where it's, you know, it's very difficult to get fiber in, or very expensive. So we need to continue to work on that. There's a lot of federal money coming. $1.2 billion of federal money is yet to be received in the state, and that'll get matched by private investments. So there's a lot of money that's going to be coming into the state, and I want to make sure that we can direct a lot of that to my district.
And I know another thing you want to talk about, too, is rural roads. Obviously, again, Southwest Wisconsin, very, very different than Madison, Milwaukee, Green Bay, just in, you know, a lot of two-lane roads, a lot of, you know, only two-lane roads, quite frankly, to be honest. So, you know, repairing and keeping those is vastly different than, you know, the big interstate projects that are happening in Milwaukee and Madison.
It sure is. And that was one of the things in the last budget that with Representative Travis Tranel, Representative Tranel and I authored the Ag Road Improvement Program, ARIP. We had a lot of money, one-time money, in the budget or in the surplus. And so we allocated $150 million of that money for rural roads. And these are that first mile roads outside of farms. They're posted frequently in the spring when the frost is coming out of the ground. And so $50 million was allocated during the first round for our rural roads. And there's $100 million that will be allocated in the next round. And so those applications were due September 30th. So I'm hoping that we've got some applications from Crawford County, because it's a 90-10 split. And I don't think you're ever going to get a better deal fixing some of these rural roads than a 90% paid for by the state of Wisconsin.
Right. And of course, farm equipment is not getting smaller. It's not getting lighter. You know, we're here in Prairie du Chien, but we see the semis rolling in, you know, in droves daily. You know, Highway 18, Highway 35, they're set up for semi-traffic, Highway 27. But that corn came from a field. And like you're saying, these are for improvements on those roads that, you know, maybe they're partial gravel, or they're a county road, they're a back road. You know, the good has to get from the field to market, and there's got to be a road that is safe enough for travel, for cars, for people, you know, going to and fro, and also the ag equipment.
Yep, absolutely. So again, these are for town roads. This isn't for U.S. highways. Those roads are built, you know, appropriately. You don't see a U.S. highway or a state highway posted like you do our town roads in the spring. So these are for those rural, that first mile outside that farmer, you know,
yeah.
where they have to take a detour in the spring because the road is posted.
Yes. And like you say, you know, those roads weren't built, you know, for a semi full of corn or, you know, the big tankers for hauling, you know, manure from farm to farm. I mean, they just weren't built that way. So this is a way to get some improvements on those rural roads. And I know you did want to talk one more thing quick about following, you know, the state budget and kind of keeping that in check as well. You know, your accounting background comes into play there.
It does. And, you know, I keep, it's one of my deficiencies, I guess, is I tend to watch the numbers real close. So, and I tell people, you know, I watch the checkbook. I watch the state's checkbook. And, you know, in the end of the day, we have to, you know, match our expenditures with what's the money's coming in. So I tend to watch the tax collections coming in and stuff. And so for the last year, we end our year on June 30th. And for the last year, our total tax collections were up 1.7%, which isn't really a whole lot when you consider what the inflation rate was. And our sales tax was up 1.8%. And again, it isn't like we're selling more hamburgers or more cars and that sort of thing. It's, you know, the price went up in a lot of those items, you know.
Yep.
So, but anyway, that's something I want to keep, you know, keep an eye on, keep watching. And I think people respect that somebody's watching the checkbook for them.
We are talking with Senator Howard Markline, not up for re-election this year,
right. But
new to Crawford County as part of your district. So we'll be talking a lot more with you, hopefully very regularly, as then you gear up for 2026. But let's get through 2024 first.
I agree.
Well, thanks so much, Senator Howard Markline, for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Lori.